You're listening to the Unstoppably Yours podcast, spreading joy and everything in between.
Hello, and welcome back to the Unstoppably Yours podcast. Today, I am joined with, we're actually all three here today together, Jara and Brittley. Hi, ladies.
Hello. Hi, everybody.
And we have to just say thank you for Brittley because she covered us and did two amazing podcasts by herself, which many, many, many people responded and loved. So thank you for that, Brittley.
No problem.
And today we are going to talk about connecting in nature and ways that we can do that and the benefits of that. I know, for me, it's a big thing. I love that. I love getting up in the morning and just going outside in my front yard or going for a walk on the beach because we live here by the beach, having your toes in the sand. But it could be anything. It could be just taking a walk in the grass or playing in the dirt in your garden. Many things, but being in nature is extremely beneficial to our overall well-being.
Yes, I'm so happy that it's becoming spring so we can actually get outside and not winter. So I moved from Florida not too long ago where the beach and the sand, so I've really struggled to find that kind of peace and connection here in Missouri.
Yeah, when the weather's not good, it's hard to do that. Well, except for Brittley. She's looking at us like we're crazy because she loves the winter and the rain and all the, you know, all the things.
There's a lot of stuff to do in Missouri in all of the seasons. Anyway.
Yes, there's a ton to do, just not outside.
Yes, there is. Oh, my goodness.
I think our bodies change with the temperature and it starts to, the extreme heat and the extreme cold kind of make a difference. But I also agree, rain is very healing. I don't know what it is, the smell of it, the feel of it. You know, I don't mind the rain as long as it's warm rain and not cold rain.
Yeah, as long as it's not pouring down on you. True. I was going for a walk the other day with the dogs and it started to rain and it was the same thing. Like you could smell it. It was just a light rain, so it felt really good. It was a nice day. But yes, it's also like very, it's just nice. It's nice to sometimes to go for a walk in that.
Yeah. And if you're not comfortable like walking in it, I know as we get older, sometimes getting our hair wet's not a pleasant thing. But, you know, literally sitting on your porch and just watching the storm roll in or hearing it ping on the roof, you know, the roof or all of that, just connecting you to nature, I find to be very, you know, very healing and calming, I think is the word. Very calming.
Yeah, I used to not like thunderstorms, but now I find that I do like them. I sleep better when it's raining or thunderstorming. Also because I don't live in Missouri anymore to where I'm woke up at midnight with a tornado sirens. Okay. So I definitely do not miss that at all.
That's not the part of nature that I enjoy interacting with.
But I think it's like trauma, you know, like we grew up like that. And so it's like when it thunderstorms, you're like, oh gosh, it's going to be a tornado.
Right. The other night we had one and it actually hit the town where I live. It was small, but there was something about watching the power of the storm, you know, that there is higher power out there than us.
Mm-hmm.
And that in itself is just a nice reminder that we're not in it alone. And, you know, I always look at anything in nature as a God thing, you know, and it is a bigger power. So that in itself, I feel like is healing.
Yes. It has a magical effect.
I have two songs caught in my head because you said toes in the sand and you said getting caught in the rain. I'm just like, what is it, Zach Brown Band song? It's like, get toes in the water, ass in the sand.
Right.
And then the other one is, do you like, what is it, something tequila and getting caught in the rain?
Yes, that's an old one. Yes, I love that song.
She did grow up with us playing music all the time.
That's true. Not traumatized.
That's true.
Well, what's funny though, go off on a very slight tangent, not on nature, but that song is about infidelity.
Yes, it is.
Well, that was funny.
Going back to connecting in nature, Brettley, what are things that you like to do?
I need to do this more often, but my apartment doesn't fully allow for all the little birdies that I like to see, but I like to put little, little sticks of bird seed on my apartment porch to let the birds come up and eat and watch them. And the little geese that we have around whenever that's spring and summer and the little goslings are out, so adorable. So bird watcher, you know, because I'm old.
You're not old.
Jeez. It's a joke because people say, oh, old people like to bird watch. It creeps up on you, man.
It does. You still like to splash in water puddles, mud puddles. I think you'll never outgrow that.
I will never outgrow that. But now I have to deal with the stains that get on my clothes.
Yeah, now you have to wash your own clothes.
Correct. And purchase them. And yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, I love splashing in puddles. It's so fun. Childhood, it's great. If you stick with nature like you do, like when you're a child, it's so great.
Yeah, that is true. We should all, yeah, that is a good.
Climb trees if you can.
Absolutely. Always act like, well, I'm going to say always act like you're a kid. We don't need to always do that. But if we had the mindset sometimes to just not be so stuck in our head that we have to do things a certain way and just let it be and act like we did when we were a kid and be kid-like, enjoy the nature, enjoy outdoors, enjoy the things that we, the simple things. That's also extremely beneficial.
Yeah, I like what you said about things don't have to be a certain way. You know, we grow up thinking it has to be one way because that's how our parents were, whatever, but to live in the moment and be okay and accept where you are, I think is huge. And one of the things that kind of gets me to that mindset is like, it sounds so silly, but it's like working in the garden, even like pulling weeds is so satisfying, you know, because you're giving life to something.
Sure.
And I think that's pretty, you know, that connection is really just feeling the earth in your hands and under your feet.
Yeah. What do you consider a weed, though?
Well, those little green things that grow up between my plants.
Yeah, but people say like dandelions are weeds, and they are so useful.
No, I love dandelions. I love dandelions.
Yeah, you can actually eat dandelions and things like that. No, I'm talking like actual weeds that just grow and make your garden look horrendous.
What are those flowers that we used to pick, and then they're white, and you blow on them, and
then we blow. I and still, then they spread the seeds.
Every time I see one, I still pick it up and do that. I think I'll ever never outgrow that. That's so much fun.
Yes. Yes.
There are even studies showing that if you spend, I think, what is it? On a sunny day, I think it's 5 to 10 minutes outside, your mood and your health improve. And if it's a cloudy day, then 20 to 30 minutes outside in the nature, and just having your face towards the sky really does improve everything. So even just small things like that, just like sitting somewhere, not at a window, you have to be actually outside to actually get the benefits of this.
Yeah, there are lots of health benefits to it. It helps with inflammation, it helps reduce stress, anxiety, it helps with our mental health. Many, many great benefits. I mean, every time the sun is shining, I want to be outside. The most I can. I definitely am a sun worshiper.
Yes, but you got to wear sunscreen.
Yes. Uh-huh. We will just...
You wonder where all the spots come from. All people wonder where all their spots and wrinkles come from, especially if they're white. And guess what? It's from the sun. You got to protect yourself.
Yes, we'll go with that, what she said.
15 to 20 minutes in the sun is enough to get your vitamin D. So, After that, put sunscreen on.
15 to 20 hours in the sun. Yes, I agree.
No, 20 minutes.
All right, give me a boat. I'll live on it. I'm good.
Yes, same. That's why we've been BFF forever.
Do what?
That's why you guys get skin cancer forever.
That's right. That's right.
I do worry about the skin cancer piece, but that's for another day.
Yes, we will talk about that another day. But there are ways that you can protect yourself and still go out and get your vitamin D, which is extremely, extremely important. We all need that. And I feel like many of us are lacking that or are deficient in vitamin D. And we need to be more aware of the benefits that that gives our bodies.
It's even been like linked to weight loss.
Yes.
Vitamin D piece. So
and cancer. Imagine that. On the opposite effect. Not just with skin cancer. That if you're deficient in it, there's many reasons why we need vitamin D. What are some other ways, Brittley? Do you have any other advice? Because you are, you know, the wise one when it comes to all of, well, many things.
Okay. We'll go with that. So some other things we can do are just take walks, even if it's, say, you're in an apartment or a busy town. Just taking a walk outside is still good enough.
Yes.
Connecting with water in some way, whether that's taking a bath or a shower or going to a little pond or lake or creek, you know, whatever is kind of around you, or even a fountain. You have a fountain around you, still works great. Taking a few minutes with pets or bird watching or even houseplants. There have been numerous studies showing that if you have houseplants in your vicinity, you actually start to feel more relaxed and breathe better, because plants, just nature in general, whether that's an animal or plants, really do have a relaxing effect on us. We try and say that we aren't animals and we don't need this and nature's whatever and we're superior. We're really not. We're just equally as connected. We are just losing touch with it. So as any time you can get a quick relief with that, it's great. There are even studies that show just looking outside, if your view has like the ocean or water or trees or anything else like that, it helps you feel better.
Yeah, I've been very conscious about taking a walk every day, and I can definitely tell a difference with my energy levels and the way I feel. Another reason why Brittley was doing the podcast by herself is because I was sick for a couple of weeks. And so my energy level was completely depleted, and getting up and going for a walk really has helped to make me feel better and also to get my energy levels back up. And overall, I feel great. Like I feel good. I feel clear-headed. It's also a good way, like when I'm going for a walk, I'm not listening to music. I'm just, sometimes I will listen to a podcast or
audiobook?
Yes, thank you, audiobooks. But it's just a good way for me to also like go through my to-do list, and then it gives me a different perspective. I'm not sitting at a computer or on my phone. I'm just out with my own thoughts.
You say to-do list?
Yes, I have a continuously to-do list, as you know.
Mm-hmm. But that's not helping you relax if you're thinking about your to-do list.
No, what I'm just saying, it lets me to put it in a different perspective, you know, to where I'm, instead of sitting and staring at it like, oh gosh, I have to do da-da-da-da-da-da, it's like, okay, I have to do these things, but what is like the most important, and do I have to do it like right now, or can it wait?
Gotcha, okay.
This is why
I have to be careful going on walks, especially spring and summer, because the geese get mean.
They're hiss
like,
at you.
Don't touch my babies. And I'm just like, okay.
Yeah, they hiss at you. I know.
But they charge too. They're like, and then they charge you. It's like, I'm just trying to check my mail.
Okay, our geese here are not that aggressive.
They also don't have their nests near people, unlike over here at my apartment.
Yeah.
Their little fluffy butts, the little goslings are so cute.
Till they chase you.
Till they chase you, yeah.
Yeah, the adult geese, yes. And then the squirrels get fat.
Yeah, just watching the animals is always so fun.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me a little bit worried because in the fall and winter, you can tell the squirrels are very skinny in the area. And then spring and summer come and they get so fat. I'm just like, can I just make you fat all year round?
Yeah, that's funny. All right. Any other things that we can advise on connecting to the earth, using ways to ground ourselves?
Walk barefoot when you can.
Yes, barefoot is wonderful.
In grass and safe areas, because we don't want ringworm. We don't want any other parasites.
Oh, dear,
we don't want glass
goodness.
In our feet.
Well, I think that's a given. Well, we would hope that's a given.
You would think. People don't read. People don't do a lot of things. So I'm saying it.
Never assume, right?
Never assume. It makes an ass out of you and me.
She did a couple of calm podcasts, and now she's like ready to go. She's just trying to show everybody the different side of her.
No, I'm having like a weird day today, not going to lie.
See, even the therapist has a weird day. She's like, yes.
All the time, yes.
So, Jara, what are grounding things that you do for yourself in your lovely area that you are in?
Well, we definitely go on walks. I try to walk as much as I can. It's hard to get out, you know, outside a lot, until it starts getting dark later, which is really nice because that's what's, you know, when you live in the country, there aren't sidewalks. You have to be really careful. So, you know, with walks, make sure you're in a safe location, and not, you know, if you're in the country, but definitely do that. I'm gardening. I'm looking forward to, I didn't do it this weekend because it's still supposed to dip a little bit. And temperatures at night, but next weekend I'm gonna go and start planting seeds and growing herbs, and that is definitely a way for me to, you know, be grounded and part of nature. I love being outside, and so you know, we have a lot of beautiful parks here. So you go to the park, and you can walk. Just, you know, even just smiling at somebody out walking, you know, it's almost like a camaraderie. You're all walking, you know that now it's spring and you're appreciating the, you know, the life, the beautiful trees that are blossoming. And so, you know, just getting that smile from somebody who's like, yeah, I get it.
Yes.
You know, we can all appreciate this time of year and be thankful. So one thing in Florida, you know, we did not really have the seasons. We might have a week where it was chilly. And so, you know, taking a positive, at least now, like, after February, March, you can start to really go, okay, we got through the winter and the dark days, and now we can appreciate even more that sunshine. So I'm a big sunshine fan. I think it's very healing on so many levels.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm not a big bike rider, but I think that there, you know, a lot of people like riding bikes. And taking like a leisurely bike ride can also be, I just will fall and hurt myself. So. But for bike riders, I think that's also an alternative to walking.
Yeah, the key thing is just to make sure that we do get out there and connect to the earth, connect and ground ourselves. It is very healing. And I think that if you start doing that, and start making a habit of it, that you will see a difference. And so that's what's important, is that we definitely need to remember to take care of ourselves, to take care of our minds and our bodies, and to be proactive with our own health.
On that wonderful note, we're going to end it there for this episode at least. When this is posted, it's going to be the 17th of April. So listen up, all you listeners. We do have a gala coming up on the 27th, which is a Saturday. If you would like to donate, if you would like to attend, you can go online to purchase tickets, if I could speak today, and donate if you wish, and everything else. It is at 6:30, I believe.
6:30.
That's when it starts. Uh-huh. And it's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be music. There's going to be food, dancing, a whole bunch of fun stuff. So,
yes, we have a great band. They played last year, but Dustin Schauber's band, always give a huge shout out to them because they are an amazing, amazing band that supports us, and we are very grateful for them. But it will definitely be a fun night.
It'll It'll be a blast, so I hope to see some of you there. If not, hey, next time. With that, we will see you in the next episode. Have a wonderful rest of whatever time zone it is for you, and catch us wherever you get your podcast.